Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Candace Lance. Candace is a certified Ayurveda nutritionist and certified holistic health and wellness coach. She went from corporate burnout and hitting rock bottom in her own health to the founder of Holistically Well, a wellness practice rooted in optimal health, well-being, and longevity through Ayurveda practices. She is going to share a bit about her wellness renaissance. So Candace, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. So I'm just going to dive right in.
Let's do this.
So many years I was on that rat race, on that hamster wheel, just going and going, going. And I didn't realize it was completely destroying my health in the process. And it wasn't until I hit that rock bottom in a hospital bed, you know, hooked up to all the machines after having a major surgery. And I have all these individuals from work as well as my own business contacting me, asking for things that did not matter. I just underwent life-saving surgery.
Yeah.
And they're asking me for a webinar link. And I'm like, you know what? Life is not meant to be like this. There's more to life than this. And I had spent so many years working with so many professionals on the modern medicine side, trying to get answers. And so many times they're like, yeah, everything's within normal range, but we know our health and our wellness better than anybody else. So I made a conscious effort to say, thank you, modern medicine, for saving my life. But you know what? Holistic medicine is going to heal me. And the moment that I started putting more time and energy into my own healing, nutrition, what am I going to eat that's actually going to serve my body? Movement, breaking up with relationships that weren't serving me, individuals in my life, because you don't want their energy.
Right.
Is that rat race really going to move me forward? You know, is that career really worth it? And I started investing more heavily in my own health. And I reversed many different chronic conditions and also realized that, you know what, that corporate lifestyle wasn't serving me, and dove all into creating my own health and wellness practice Holistically Well, where it's really serving people that have been in that corporate burnout, who have given their all and have made it their identity. And they're like, wait, there's more to life than all my accolades. Like, Who stands up at your funeral and says, they were such a great employee? Like,
oh
nobody.
My gosh.
Nobody. Yeah. Like, think about it. So having that lens of how can I live well, not only health span, but lifespan, and what's the impact that I can make by making that shift for me personally, it helped my business thrive. And now I'm able to support hundreds of women annually on their own health and wellness journeys.
That's awesome. Candace, that's amazing. And yes, thank you for sharing this. I have this, I don't know if I should call it theory, hypothesis, that wow. Everything comes from within. So it has happened to me that everything was quote unquote wrong on the outside, but it was because I was not great doing in the inside. When I started to work on myself, and when I started to, for instance, work out, not because I wanted to be slim or whatever, because I want to be a mobile old lady.
Exactly.
Everything started to change, and the opportunities came, like better opportunities came to me when I started to, as you were mentioning, get rid of relationships that were not serving me, or things that I was doing, or a job that was not serving me. everything started to be better. And thank you so much for coming and telling me this, because it's a good reminder for me and for anybody who might be listening to this. It's so important to also about the medicine, about being in bed. Yes, I think that a lot of people have been there where you're just recovering from a surgery and they're like, hey, so are you coming to work or not? Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, there's so much more to life than your career, than your business. And if you're not, you know, like the whole like analogy, you put on your own mask before you put on someone else's, an airplane. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to. And if you're not taking care of your health holistically, so not just what you eat or how you move, but what's your sleep hygiene like? Are you taking care of your mental health, the relationships, the finances? Like, there's so many different components that go into holistic well-being. And if one of those is dropped, that wheel of life can't spin correctly.
Yes. And it's so hard to keep a balance on everything, you know, because it's so many components that sometimes maybe you're neglecting your health. I don't know, like your food or your sleep or your relationships, your relationship with yourself.
Oh, 100%. It starts with you. And when people come into my practice and I work with them, the first thing we work with is your mindset.
Awesome.
We don't change anything else. We work just on that mindset. And then go into, what does balance look like for you? Because balance for you is going to look different for me. It's going to look different for the person down the street. And then we go into, what does long-term nourishment look like? How can you nourish your body holistically?
This is awesome. Candace, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so I am the owner of Holistically Well. So it's a health and wellness coaching practice. I can be found at holisticallywellut.com or follow me on social. It's Holistically Well with Candace, and I'm more than happy to work with any of you. I do offer a free 30-minute coaching session for anyone that's interested as well.
Great. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Candace Lance, for coming and sharing her story about holistic wellness. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us in Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factor1.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.